This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square. We're in the studio with singer-songwriter-musician Drew Nelson. Goldmine Magazine has named Drew one of the top five modern folk artists to watch. He's just released a new album on Red House Records entitled Tilt-A-Whirl. And Drew, you also make guitars. And so how did you get involved in making your own guitars?
Well, this guitar that I have here was built by a guy named Robert Sayers, who lives over by Grant. And he built my parents' kitchen cabinets in our house when I was 8.
Okay.
I've known him since I was probably 3.
All right.
And he says the cabinets play better, but I'm not convinced about that. But I've played his guitars for a number of years, and I was talking to him one day. He's a real interesting guy. We call him the Wizard. He looks like Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, cool.
And he's an old Vietnam vet, and he lives in the woods by himself. And but one day he just told me, I'll never build another guitar for you. And I thought he was mad at me. And I went over to talk some sense into him, see what was going on. And he said, it's time you need to learn how to do this for yourself. And the only thing I'd built before that was like the birdhouse in the 7th grade.
You know?
So I had no woodworking skills at all. And when I left that day, I had inlaid my first rosette in a top.
Awesome.
And that's when it started. That was about 7 years ago.
So how many guitars have you personally built?
12 or 13,
I think
I'm on now.
Now, simply just acoustics or electrics?
Yeah, I'm doing acoustics.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So what makes a good guitar when you're building a guitar? What are you looking for in the wood and the tone?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Magic.
You just know it when you hear it?
Yeah, I'm always tapping on stuff and trying to find tones and things.
Okay.
And there's a old Cuban guy who built classical guitars who I read an interview with about once, and I asked him if he felt like a successful guitar builder, and he said, so far, every guitar I built has sounded like a guitar. None has sounded like a tuba.
Okay.
And so I think by that standard, I'm pretty successful.
Good.
But there's always things that you're trying to do, and like how light the bracing is or how thick it is or, the different tops. And I'm building one guitar now that's all solid mahogany, so that will sound different. But I'm trying to now start to build with mostly North American woods. I'm trying to keep away from the South American tropical thing, so a lot of walnut, that kind of stuff. So
okay.
Maple, yeah, Sitka spruce from Alaska.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Now, you've done a lot of touring outside the U.S. and Europe. How well do folks outside of the U.S. identify with the characters and what you're presenting in the songs? Because a lot of them relate to perhaps Michigan.
Sure. I think one of the nicest things anyone has ever said to me was in England one time. There was an old gentleman at the bar when I was playing in a pub, and after the gig, he said, I have never had a desire to go to the United States before, but I'd love to see your Michigan, he said. And that was like such an honor.
Oh, very
to me,
nice.
You know? But they listen differently over there. I mean, you can play a show and afterwards somebody will come up to you and say, that third song in the second set, the fourth line, you said this. What did you mean by it? I mean, they really are paying attention to
right,
the words.
And right.
So it's a little bit different there.
Now, a lot of the songs you write, and they deal with hard times, but what's for the characters? Are you optimistic about these characters that you write about as far as that things are going to work out for them eventually?
I think there's always a glimmer of hope in what I write. I hope so. It's kind of that spoonful of sugar that helps the medicine go down.
Sure.
And even in my life and living in Michigan, I mean, there's for every story that that you hear that is really depressing and sad, there's always somewhere a glimmer of hope.
Somewhere. Right.
There's something going on that's hopeful and people that aren't giving up. And I think that's one of the things of my characters that I really admire. They might be down, but they're not out.
Right.
You know, they're like the song Stranger off Buell Land, the guy that works at Home Depot after the years in the auto plant. He's not quitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are changing, and he's not really happy with the change, or he's not really comfortable about how to change, or maybe doesn't know how to change, but he's not going to quit.
Right.
And I think that's something that kind of goes through most of my characters.
Right.
You know, hopefully someday I'm going to get to the, like, you know, where Springsteen wrote Nebraska, and he's got killers and all kind of people in there.
Sure.
That are different, you know, but for right now I'm kind of stuck with those guys.
Now, folks who want to pick up a copy of Tilt-A-Whirl, where can they go to get it?
Oh, Amazon or iTunes or redhouse.com, redhouserecords.com, or my website, drewnelson.com, any place. They're all over the place out there.
Fantastic. This is Paul Jindrzejczyk with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been joined in the studio by singer-songwriter-musician Drew Nelson. Thanks so much for joining me, Drew.
Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Thanks.